The building itself is beautiful. It's under renovation right now, but we've got the whole downstairs. We'll have seating in it. And then there's a loft over part of it. So there'll be some additional seating up there. It'll be more like a little cozy nook up there. And we're getting a fireplace put in the downstairs.
Welcome to Life's a Story podcast, where everyone has a story to tell. I'm your host, Greg Steinke, and joining me are some amazing individuals.
This is Andy. Whether it's navigating relationships or sharing personal triumphs, we're here to explore the moments in life that shape us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina. Join us as we share stories that will encourage, challenge, and entertain you.
Hey, it's Stephanie. We believe every story deserves a spotlight, and we're not holding anything back. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's get started.
All right, welcome back to Life's a Story podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Steinke, where real life
meets the mic.
Oh!
Andy just stole your Catherine's thunder.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was hoping I stole Stephanie's thunder.
Let's start over, all right? Hey, this is your host, Greg Steinke, where real life
meets the mic.
Hey! Well, we are with Catherine Peoples and at the Sweet Dreams Cake Shop here in Troy. And I hope you listened to the last episode. Had a great time. It goes quick.
It does.
And she realized how much fun doing a podcast is. Yeah. And it's not a normal podcast. It's almost like just a round table talk.
Just chit-chat.
Drinking coffee.
Yeah, we got our coffee. We got waters. We got sometimes we have food. But not normally down here.
We would have had food, but Catherine closed one location so she can open at another. So we'll get...
We're going to find out why or how and where you can find her within a few months, hopefully, right?
Yes.
And she has been all around Troy.
Working her tail off.
Yes. There's only three establishments that she hasn't worked yet. And if you don't know what we're talking about, go to part number one of these episodes. But she is the owner of Sweet Dreams Cake Shop here in Troy. And we're getting to know her from the beginning, really, up to this point where we're going to find out what spurred her to start this. And she kind of shared a little bit about her background, where mom taught her how to make cakes, and her dad's an artist, where you got now two great big elements coming together that makes the cake boss jealous.
Yes.
And Duff Goldman, wishing he was here too, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So I know that Miss Stephanie, she has some questions that I think we'll get to. But you've worked several different places. Mm-hmm. And so let me just find out what went through your mind to say, I'm going to give all this up.
Well, so that was when I was in the county during the day and Frickers at night. So I'm actually the co-owner of Sweet Dreams. I own it with my fiance.
Oh, nice.
So pretty soon I'll be Catherine Rochester.
But okay.
So. Pretty fancy county.
Shout out.
That'll be episode 3. All right. Join us after the wedding.
Yes, after the wedding.
I met Johnny at when I was a server at Frickers. So, and he hated Frickers, but one night, one of his friends dragged him out to Frickers, which he hated Frickers, but that's when he met me. I didn't want to go with anyone. I was just here to work. So I tell him the one girl was like, oh, he really, he likes you, wants to talk to you. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just here to work. But anyway, after a while, it was funny. I just remember the second time I saw him, and then he came back. And then he found out my shift, and he'd come back when I was there. And she's like, oh, that guy wants to talk to you. I'm like, oh. I remember just standing, I don't want to talk to him. She's like, please, he's really nice. I'm like, fine. So, but anyway, he wore me down. I was probably 6 months before I actually went out with him. Mm-hmm. So, and also he's younger than I am. I kind of held it against him.
That's okay.
I didn't want to go out with someone younger. Like, he didn't tell me how old he was. And I think he thought I was younger than I am. And, but I could tell from things he said. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's 38. And I was right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, he's older now. We've been together 5 years. I'm still older than he is.
Yeah. That doesn't change. The increments don't change.
But anyways, so... I just knew I couldn't keep working there for like forever. I'm like, I'm getting older and all these girls are, Frickers is for young people. And I was like, I have to do something. I can't, one job's not supporting me. I can't keep working at Frickers forever. So, my friend Becky, I worked with at the courthouse. She saw that this bakery in town was for sale. So like And I had talked to Johnny about it, and we're like, he's like, I think you should open it. And I was like, I don't know. It's really scary because you're really? Like, am I going to? Sure.
So what was the bakery that what it was before?
It was Brittany's Cakes. So
It was. You remember that one?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, I remember where it was at. And when it was Brittany's Cakes. We lived over on Dorset.
We did.
So was that the same location then where it
that's
was?
That's where I have been. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So like I bought. Basically all the equipment. So,
were you already went into a partnership?
No. She was getting out of the business. Like she's closed.
But with your fiance.
Oh yeah. So we decided to like go in together. Okay. We weren't engaged at that point.
Okay.
Because you were still making cakes.
I was still making them out of my home, and so we're like, well, maybe we should do this, and So like you bought the business, so basically the equipment,
right?
Like all the like I had access to the recipes, but there weren't like really anything. I don't use any of them. Right. It's all
got your own.
It's all my own. I don't.
Did you have to learn the machines?
Yeah, the ovens.
Was that difficult?
The ovens bake differently because they're than regular ovens. I mean, the mixers, it's the same. They're just bigger. The ovens actually do bake differently, so different temperatures and. Some recipes that work well at home don't work as well there and vice versa. So, when I first started, it's a lot of difference from when I opened to now. Cause at first I was trying to figure out like what worked. And so, at first there were some of the recipes, just a couple of recipes I use, but now like there's none. Everything's my own.
Right.
Did you have to buy the recipes too?
They were included, but like I said, none I use.
You had your own. Mm-hmm.
You have like steps, right?
Right.
Kind
is it time for these yet?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
Ready for that.
Go ahead.
If we feel
cool. She's opening this.
Okay.
And so, yeah, go
with
for it.
With some of the stuff that she's saying already.
Yeah, go for it.
So typically, I guess, as far as starting a business mm-hmm. and realizing, like he had said, you had this kind of moment where you just thought, I don't want to do multiple jobs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this passion for baking cakes and art, like you said. So obviously there's some point in time where you say, like, this is what I'm going to go for full time.
Right.
But there's stages, I guess, when starting a business, this is real life. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, oh, this is fun. But in the beginning, you probably look at it like, I think it would be way more fun to do this. And you have kind of this, what I guess we call an uninformed optimism stage, where you just look at it and think like, that sounds fun to own a bakery. Why wouldn't I do that? But kind of explain that stage of it for us. Like in that beginning phase, before you maybe really got into all the logistics,
mm-hmm.
in your situation, what did that look like?
Well, I think I actually didn't think it would be fun because I, from doing it out of my home for so many years, I knew it was really stressful. Like I would, you're asking if I was a crier and I said only at work. I'm being serious. I would guess at home when I was working on the cakes, I would do all the cake boss stuff and they had to be perfect. And sometimes things don't work out. You got to start over like at the decorating portion. And like, I really would end up in tears probably 75% of the time. I'm not even kidding. So like, I knew that. And then of course the cleanup, like you're saying, that's crazy, mm-hmm. but there's so much that goes into it and the work. I'm like, I don't know. I really went back and forth. Do I really want to do this? It's a lot lot of money, I know it's going to be really stressful because of my jobs. So working at the county and Bentley's and Frickers, and then doing the cakes at night. Of those, the cakes was definitely the most stressful of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do I want to do this full time? I don't know. But like, I know, like we weren't getting ahead. I had finally gotten to the point in my life, like with that Frickers job, I had finally gotten to the point where I could actually finally pay my bills, like with the combination of jobs. I was finally, after all those years, because I had been divorced about 10 years, after all of those years, I was finally able to I wasn't ahead, but I was able to like pay my bills at the end of every month. Like, do I want to mess this up? I'm finally getting to the point where I'm okay. Like, do I want to
like you said, you're working a half a dozen jobs.
Yes, but I definitely work more hours now because I only worked like maybe 80 hours, 80 to, 80 to 90, I'd say. But now it's way more than that. It's usually, like I do keep track of my hours. It's mm-hmm. usually about 120 a week.
Oh my goodness.
And it's gone up to, I think the most was like 138. So it is a lot. So I was like, do I want to do this? And I don't know. I was really uncertain. Like even when, like, I don't know, at the very end, I kind of thought about backing out. I really did. Like when we were there to sign it, I was like, do I want to? I mean, I really paid. I mean, I, especially now, I feel like I really overpaid. And I was like, do I want to do all this?
So you had a lot of reluctance then.
I mean, I did.
So you went from the uninformed optimism to the informed pessimism.
Yeah.
Fairly quickly, realizing real life.
Right.
Was there really any excitement? Like, this is going to be exciting. Let's give it a shot.
I felt like I could make it something really great, which is, I think I'm more at that point now than I was then. Because then I was like, I don't know. I mean, this would take a lot of work to get it to really be a successful business. Like,
right.
The business model that it wasn't a really successful business model. But, like, I guess in a way it's good because you can learn the ins and outs. Like, just, like, the business, like, the way it is right now, or in the old shop, it's just not a successful business model. When we're downtown, it's going to be different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree
and
with
so,
that.
And so, I mean, I really don't want to be, I don't want to be working my tail off, like you're saying, for nothing, which is how I am right now. Like, working my tail off and then we're breaking even.
Right.
I was like, no.
Right.
So, I mean, I really want to make it something great. And I feel like it is funny because I had enough, you know, money to start this business, buy it and start it. But I was really nervous about it. Mm-hmm. But then when I signed the lease for this new place, it's like, well, now I don't have the money. But I felt way more optimistic.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I already wasted all the money the first time. I'm like, well, now I don't have the money for it.
How long were you down?
A little over 2 years.
2 years.
Mm-hmm. So now, but when this, you know, I really knew I wanted to be in the downtown. So
sure.
Yeah, I looked at, there was different buildings I looked at down there. And there was some that we tried to get. And then, like, it didn't work out. And I was so.
And there's a lot of different hoops you got to jump through when you're coming down to an historic downtown.
Right, yeah, and especially with, like, the renovation and everything.
I mean,
everything.
We've got a building that's mm-hmm. been blocked off for
months.
So we take our downtown very serious.
Yeah, and ours was damaged by that same tornado. So
yeah.
And it was also not, the roof was not tarped on it. So that was, that's what happened to the first one, the one that's closed. That's mm-hmm. what they didn't do, and it got destroyed. Well, mine wasn't tarped for months and months. And so there's tons of damage to it.
Really?
Where are you going to be located downtown?
It's at 121 Public Square. So it's in that corner with Grandpa Joe's and Ruby Salon.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Kind of like back where they
meet. It's a nice big, it's a
it's
nice
right
storefront.
Where Knuckleheads used to, we would have been next door neighbors to them.
Nice.
Around the corner,
yeah.
But they moved.
Okay. So did you have the second question?
Was growth and development. How did you go from, like, it sounds like your fiance talked you into this?
No, we both talked together about
Did
it.
You?
Like, I don't know. We're trying to decide if it'd be, like, he is definitely super supportive of me. He has tons of faith in me.
Great.
I mean, seriously, he really does. So I guess he made me feel like I could do it. Like, I was like, I don't know. I mean, I was like, it's really scary. I don't know. It's a lot. I don't know if it's a great idea, but, like, he has tons of He's like a huge, obviously, my biggest supporter.
Sure.
Well, and my kids too.
It is a big jump when you've not been in this before or even around it to a degree.
I know. No, it is completely different running a full service bakery. But like he had total like faith in me, and he still does for some reason.
Well, and that how important that is when it you have is. Somebody in your life that is willing to support you and encourage you mm-hmm. and say, I got your back.
And he does.
And you can do this, and you're great at what you do. You have all that. That has to be huge.
Oh, it is. It makes, all the difference in the world. Yeah. Like, he is always, is like, very supportive of me and definitely believes in me, like, lots of times more than I do, And he'll come in and help too. Like every Saturday morning, he's always there, like helping with customers. And he is not a customer person,
right?
You can ask some of them.
Not a people person. What do you want?
He was military for 20 years, Air Force. Since he's retired, and now he works as a weapons defense contractor.
Yeah, he's probably not a people person.
Yeah, so like there's been times like he'll tell people like, "What do you think?"
No tour. Yeah. 3 week notice. Huh?
Yeah, there's been a couple. That but it's funny. But no, he's super supportive. He comes in and he'll even do other things. Like he's learned how to ice cupcakes and some cookies and stuff like that. Now.
Okay. Of course, they're in the shape of guns and different things like that.
Yeah, he did like a bunch of heart cookies. Yeah, he's great. He comes in and helps me with all that stuff. But and he's always like very interested in what I do, very supportive of everything.
You're the only one there, though?
Most of the time. It's usually just me. I do have... I had some part-time people that have worked there at different times, but...
Right there.
Someday, Catherine...
She'll come on Saturday.
There you go. Well, I've had like a couple girls and
That just made me think that like you bought out a company. Did they have employees that you had to take over?
No.
I didn't know how that worked, actually.
She just had her mom was her employee.
Okay.
I think at different times they had employees. I had tried out one of hers, but I didn't. It
wasn't your style.
Yeah. But I did hire a couple. They're so sweet. A couple like high school girls. And nice. They worked there just like part time. So a couple hours a week. And they're all amazing. Like, I love all those girls. I just like recently with the move and trying to save up, I had them there and I had a part time baker as well. He was actually, he had worked at Fricker's with me. He was actually the dishwasher there, but I had trained him how to be a baker and he worked there. But like since, I don't know, I think like November, you know, I was trying to save up for all this move. So I just haven't had any employees. But yeah, I mean, it's usually just me.
So like, you went from being optimistic to now what?
So now
what's your next step of...
My next step.
Are we down? I'm sorry. I stepped out with the kids just 1 second.
The growth. I only went to the growth. I didn't do development.
Oh,
okay. Now went to development.
So talking about, I mean, you go through kind of that valley of despair maybe of, and you talked a little bit about that, that maybe there was a time where you just thought like, even right before signing, like, I don't know that I should do this. Mm-hmm. Maybe this isn't a good idea.
Oh yeah.
Do I really want to do this for the rest of my life? Like, is this it? And then once you get past that point and then you kind of take that jump, then you get into that growth and development stage, which obviously you are kind of in the middle of some of that now.
Right.
Growing into downtown where you want to be and hopefully growing the business. I guess as far as kind of where you're at now, what is that growth and development look like for you even in the next couple years? Like, do you have thoughts of like expansion or like one thing? I was kind of thinking in my mind, like when we were talking about, you know, Cake Boss and all these shows and all that kind of stuff, like, you know, have you thought like having people come in and do cupcake decorating or like
classes?
A little cupcake wars and classes or different things like that? I mean, is that an option or is that not interesting?
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, like
Catherine.
What's your dream for downtown?
Or kind of what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of thought a little bit about classes, not too much. I mean, I think the first part... as we said, when it's downtown, I know it's going to be a different business model. Like, we'll really be focused a lot more on the walk-in traffic. Right now, I do have the storefront, but there's no walk-in. There's very little walk-in traffic
where you're at.
So I end up making So I still need to make rent and everything else. In order to do that, I do about like 50 cakes a week, which is too much for one person. Especially like some of them are simple cakes, but I do a lot that are cakes that take, 8 hours. So it's like it's just not enough hours in the week. So after we close at 6, that's why I'm there till 2 a.m. And then the frustrating part now is then I go home and I basically take a nap and then come back. And always Friday night, I don't go home. Like that's always a all nighter. And there's usually one other night in there. That's another 24. So I usually have 2 24-hour shifts. Like, and I just don't go to bed. I just stay there and work. And it's usually it's Thursday night and Friday night. It is like go in Thursday morning and then I don't go home again until Saturday. And
this is, wouldn't you say that's part of starting a business to have a successful business, you've got to put in.
I really, yes.
That much time.
But, I mean, and that's where, it's frustrating because I'm doing this to better my family, and then I'm not seeing my family. They have to come there to see me.
Right.
And, I don't get
it's
to see them.
It's a big sacrifice.
Until, yeah, I feel like right now, and this is the truth, I see them, church on Sundays, and then... Well, breakfast after church, and then okay, I got to go back. And that's it. And every other moment is there, because if I'm not coming home till 2 a.m. and then going back at 6, I don't see them, which is honestly how it's been.
That's where the tears come.
Yeah, it's terrible. Sure. I'm like, this is terrible. This is not how I wanted it to be. But
you have you're looking at the future.
Yes,
what it will
and I can.
Be.
Yes, and I can definitely see. I do have a good vision. I can see it. And so oh, it's so close. And my oldest boy, he's trying to start his own business too. He does wholesale real estate. So we're both kind of on the same track. So we're starting our own business, and he's always trying to give me encouragement. I'm like, I just can't, this is terrible. But yeah, so the downtown will definitely, and I'll have employees. So the girls that work for me will be back, but I'm going to need a lot of employees. But it's definitely going to be, we're going to be more focused on that, because we're going to have the walk-in, so it's going to be a lot faster paced. And I'm really looking forward to it. I do love that fast pace. I just need employees to help me
now,
be
can
able
you,
to do that.
Can you sell baked goods online, to an Amazon?
I've seen people do it actually on Etsy. No, we'll have DoorDash when we're there, which is different.
I was literally thinking right now, we literally have listeners from California to Florida to New York. I've seen the Michigan.
Would you ship?
I know you can. I don't. I'd have to look into how to do that successfully.
You should. Yeah.
But I know.
Ship them unbaked. By the time they get there. In the bottom of an airplane is 160 degrees.
I just didn't know. You can ship factor meals like we did the factor meals.
I don't know. I'd have to look into that because I don't know how they would arrive there still looking nice.
I don't know either. Yeah, that's...
You could potentially do cookies or something.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what I meant, smaller.
Yeah, probably not cakes and stuff.
No.
Yeah, cookies or something like that.
Yeah, something like that I probably could do. I'd have to look into it, and that would be something maybe in the future. I don't want to go get, so huge.
So fast that you're not...
I don't ever, even as far as having more than one location, I don't even think I would want to do that. I really just want...
Sometimes...
And that's one thing I really do like about it. We are definitely personal. I love my customers and getting to talk to them and interact with them. I get tons of input from them on things that they want. One of our brownies is named the Shirley, and it's named after... she's a customer, and she's 89. She comes in. Is that right? Yeah. And she comes, she did come in all the time. And she'd get these, it's like a triple chocolate brownie, and she just loved them. And she'd come in, at first she would get a couple a week, she'd get two, and she'd come in maybe once or twice a week. And then she started getting four, and then she started getting six and eight, but she'd still come in 2 to 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And so just eating all these brownies. And eventually named the brownies after her, so it's named the Shirley after her. But she moved to Texas, so I send her, I actually have to, now that I'm closed, I got to make her some and send her some. But I send her a shipment of them.
Aww.
So she could still have her Shirley's.
That's awesome.
And those come out good, though? Yeah. The brownies?
Yeah. So I will still. Yeah,
brownies will ship.
Yeah, the brownies ship well. But I'm not doing that. Like,
but not right. Like I'm a selling huge.
Them to her. I'm just like giving them to her. So yeah. I don't know. Like, as far as logistically, if I had to sell them, I'm sure there's things. But this right. is just like we're friends now. Like I literally like talked to her earlier today.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, like we talk all like it's funny because I only know her from the shop. That's how I know her. But we talk like. Maybe not every day, but close to it.
Like you've always known each other.
I know.
So can you give us an idea of what the downtown shop is going to look like or feel like as a business?
I mean, it's going to be just amazing. First, the building itself is beautiful. It's under renovation right now, but we've got the whole downstairs. We'll have seating in it. And then there's a loft over part of it. So there'll be some additional seating up there. It'll be more like a little cozy nook up there.
Wow.
And we're getting like a fireplace put in the downstairs. So I can't wait till Christmas, which I know is far away.
Wow.
Because like in my shop now I have a Christmas tree at Christmas. So we're going to have like the biggest, since it's a big high ceilings, we're going to have like the biggest Christmas tree in the world next to this fireplace. And like, oh, it'll be
that's,
so cozy.
That's going to be really neat.
Night sky.
Oh, yeah.
Night sky. Oh, back downtown. I forgot about that.
I loved night sky.
I did too. I used to take my kids there and they'd get the mac and cheese. They loved the mac and cheese.
And they had like the best like cakes and all that kind of stuff. Like we would go there on Friday nights and just sit by the fire.
You lived in Troy then? Night sky?
When I moved to Troy, it was open.
It's where really? That's where Basil's is.
Yeah. I didn't.
Really?
Well, I'm going to have to start going to Sweet Dreams Cake Shop every day.
Well, there was one of the ladies I work with. She said, you know what would be really nice downtown is after you've had your meal anywhere in Troy or whatever, that you just had a place that you could go to and just get a cup of coffee and a piece of pie.
Exactly.
And could just sit and relax.
Now, will you have coffee, too?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have coffee. Coffee, milk, tea, milk drink, yeah.
Gotta have milk.
I mean, milk and cookies.
Are you going to be working with any other, like, I know there's a couple of coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be working with them?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's just two options. Either I want to do local, so either wine-ins or purebred. Or, I mean, the other thing that we had thought about was that Black Rifle, since Johnny's a veteran.
Oh, yes. We just saw
one of those.
I was actually just looking up their coffee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you had it?
I have not, but it's great.
It is good. And he's veteran-owned, or they're veteran-owned.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was their other thing. So we'd either do local or that. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I would like the idea of everything being local, but of course.
Sure.
Like,
but you only have so much room to where. Like for coffee, right. You can have a big bistro.
I'd have to keep it really simple. So even if we got it from Winans or Purebred, we'd have to just still keep it
simple. And I think our downtown businesses, I would think they're very supportive of each other.
They are. I mean, and I already can feel that, even though I'm not downtown. I talked to
But you're part of the family now.
I already am.
Do you sell your products at Herons, downtown Troy also?
And so, yeah, and he's amazing to work with. I really have enjoyed doing stuff for Herons. So they have my stuff in the case.
Yeah.
Like they get like tons of cupcakes, cakes, then he gets like these carrot cake slices, and then the cake truffles. But like right now, we're trying to figure out a way to make it work because the new building was supposed to be ready before I had to shut down. Like we were supposed to basically move right over. It's not ready. So for now, I'm not sure what we're going to be able to do. Like I'm only physically open at this location through the end of this month. So I was able to get him his stuff for this week, but like next week, I don't know. I might be able to go in there in the like evening. They don't have the space like for me to work. I mean, he's got a full staff he's got a whole full kitchen that he's using. But we talked about it. I talked to him a few times about it this week. Like we might even maybe I could go in after hours on a night like and do stuff for him. Do stuff for him then. And
are
so
you
we have it.
Are you able to? I was thought about this earlier. Mm-hmm. Are you able to bake at your house, or do you know the difference now from professional grade material to your oven at home?
That's not the issue. It's not the equipment issue. Like when I operate at home, it's under like the home cottage laws is what it's called. So you could do that. But if I'm going to, and it's different if I'm making stuff under those laws for you if you're coming to buy a
cake. You able to explain that law to the listeners in case they're wondering about
like
that?
The cottage law is like you don't have to go through all of the like health department things and stuff like that. You can't do things, anything that needs like refrigerated. If you can't sell, you would have to go more like a commercial bakery thing. So the health department have to come in and see everything. And you'd have to have like a refrigerator designated just for that. Like I couldn't put it in.
I've
like
never even heard of that. That's
so
interesting.
When I was at home, I couldn't do any, I would do those, but I wouldn't do anything like that. I didn't want to have to go through all of that.
No.
So if I wanted to go back and do it like for Herons, then I'd have to actually be licensed and everything and pay for another license.
That all has to go through the FDA and everything.
Yeah, makes sense.
So
I never even knew that. Yeah.
So I can't do all of that right now. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to find a way to make it work. Hopefully we can, because like Herons has been great to work with. Like they're both so nice. Their kids are adorable too. So I mean, I love doing stuff for them. You definitely feel like part of the downtown. I was talking Connor yesterday, and Herons is amazing. It's like, and he used to be a little tiny place.
Oh yeah,
They've expanded quite a bit.
Yes, and yeah. When I first looked at, there was another space we looked at that fell through. But when I was first looking to get that one, I talked to Connor and Hannah at the time, and just about the difference. And he was saying, like, back then it was kind of like us. Like, it's, you know, you kind of, Herons where it used to be. If you didn't know it was there, you didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
So, but now downtown, everyone knows Herons. I mean, that's like the place to go. And he's it just blew up. And so I was like, I mean, he's got the best place downtown. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Amazing. So I love it. And I've loved doing stuff with them.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have another question, Stephanie?
Yeah, I guess kind of speaking on that, or kind of expanding on that a little bit. I guess you personally, mm-hmm. Once you kind of get to that goal, I guess, of success and fulfillment mm-hmm. within your business or personally. I know you've talked to us a little bit about, you know, being able to spend more time with your family
right.
and really like going from four jobs to one, mm-hmm. you know, was to be able to not have to juggle four jobs with your family. And now you're doing more work, working more hours and all of that, but you don't necessarily want to have multiple locations. And so
right.
what is for you both personally and in your business? And I definitely like to touch personally a little bit, because that plays into it
right.
a lot. Like, what does success look like to you?
I think it is my end goal, like even at the new shop, once everything's established, and I know it won't be like this at first because it's going to be a whole new business and lots of new problems starting off and getting everything working. But eventually, like, I won't even be the person doing the decorating and stuff. I'm going to train all of my employees to do that. Like, they'll have a certain way they have to do it. Like, let's say, like, these are the 100 cakes that we make. We make these 100 different designs. So my employees, whoever the cake people are, they need to learn how to do these 100 designs. And then they'll also have girls that are doing the cupcakes and cookies and stuff like that. So I'll have people doing that. There'll be people just doing the front. So everyone's going to have their own designated thing. I'll have a couple people just baking, but I'll oversee it, and they'll be doing it, like, to my vision, to what I see, like, they have to meet the standard.
Right.
But I'll be overseeing that. And so at the end of the day, I actually will get to go home to see my family. That's the end goal. So, I mean,
is to not be having to micromanage necessarily.
Yeah. Micromanage me home
before. You guys have talked about that a little
like
bit.
Somewhere else.
But exactly. I mean, I think I could see that happening. Like, if I just have to, there is more work to get to that point, because I have to get those people trained the way I want them. Like, I'm not going to ever sell, like, junk cakes, you know? Right. And, yeah, I'm just not. So,
have you ever felt, has there been any negative repercussions, I guess, with your children during this time where you've had to work so many hours and, or, you know?
I just feel bad because because I feel like I'm away from them. I'm missing things. Mm-hmm. I think that's very
hard. How old are they now?
So my oldest is 23. So they're 23, 21, then 19, he's getting close to 20, 18 and 16.
Okay.
Okay. So, that's a lot better than seven, nine,
right, right. 11. So they're all older, and they come to the shop to mm-hmm. see me, and which is great. I mean, they're all, like I said, Johnny and my kids are definitely my biggest supporters. I mean, all of them.
So your youngest was, what, 13 or 14?
Yeah, so he just turned 16 in January, so I guess he was, like, he just turned 14 when I started it. But, yeah.
But, I mean, old enough to understand and know that this is what's going to be like for mom right now.
Right. And but I feel bad because I feel like I'm missing a lot. And it's been very difficult. That makes me, so that's the worst part. I'm like, oh, here I am. I'm stuck here again. And I'm missing everything. I'm still missing everything from their lives. And I hate that. So that's.
Do they come and hang out with you? They
do. They do come. Yeah. Especially the two younger ones don't drive yet. But the three oldest, they're there a lot. The one that's a teacher, my oldest daughter, she's a teacher, so she works a ton because all teachers do. Mm-hmm. So she's at school a lot. But she does come and help the two older boys actually come in the evenings, and actually I put them to work. If you go to my Facebook and Instagram, there's pictures of them, and it's so funny because they're great big boys. And I have pictures of them in the pink apron. my oldest, he's 6'2" and weighs 210, a little muscle. And he's wearing a big apron, and the next one's just a tiny bit smaller. So it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, those two help out in the evening. And then the two younger ones, they can't drive yet. But if they can catch a ride from one of the older ones, they come and help out too.
Nice.
But yeah, it's nice. I mean, I still get to see them, but I feel like that part, that has been the worst part. I mean, also, I get tired and frustrated.
Sure.
And then,
the other thing,
it's last summer. So last October, I had nearly a week off work, but it was the first time I had had off work since I started. Before that, I'd only had 2 days off in the last, it had been at that point getting close to 2 years, and I'd only had 2 days off in the last almost 2 years. And then my now fiance made me take vacation. That's when he proposed to me.
Yeah.
So he took me down to Florida, and then he proposed there. But that was the first time I had time off. But it's I wouldn't get to see the sun. That bothered me. I was I don't get to feel the warmth. I'd be I wouldn't even get to go outside. I would not get to see the sun. I was I haven't seen the sun, and I'm definitely a warm person. And so my oldest boy would joke about it. At the end of the day, sometimes I'd try to just step outside before the sun sets so I could see the sunlight.
Yeah.
And it's you walk out and there's a big dumpster there. And so my view was a big dumpster. So he called it dumpster light. He's how did you get to the dumpster light? I'm yeah.
But this is only intermittent.
Yeah.
You got to get that ball rolling. Once you move downtown.
I'm so excited.
Things are going to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can
really take off. I don't know of any business downtown that
there's not
that hadn't taken off.
But there just isn't. I mean, they're all amazing. And
it's food and treats.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And it's a dream.
Yeah, it is.
It's a sweet dream.
It's a sweet
dream.
I mean,
what more could you want?
Well, there's something I just was thinking about that's so different. Our story that we heard from Brad. How his business was just took off. He was doing something that he loved. He worked from home. He was good at it. And he really didn't have a huge struggle per se. He had his wife was a successful nurse. So there was that other income coming in. And your story is but it's completely different. And I think that's one reason why we want to have a variety of people here on our podcast is because everybody's story is different. I mean, you listen to his and think, well, I want to go start a business, mm-hmm.
It's not he didn't have struggles to a degree, but
completely it different was, circumstances.
He already had a clientele. He already had. He's a farmer. Mechanic for tractors and so on. So he had his farmers that he worked on their stuff.
Who knew?
And so it was a good transition for him. Mm-hmm. It was the right time, and he's grown from it. And for you to almost struggle with yourself to even do it, mm-hmm. knowing that you've been doing it since you were a girl.
Yeah.
And you've got the knack. You know what you want. You know what it looks like. You know what it's supposed to taste like. And you make it your own. You're not trying to copycat somebody.
Right.
But now, you know, okay, this is going to be my livelihood. This mm-hmm. is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
And you're showing
right.
it's not too late.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Like, change, you
and
know. Then, or, you know
and what you're doing is, and we were talking about different types of businesses. And Brad said, you know, you want to start a business, do a business of the things that people need as opposed to things that they want. But see, in your case,
something they want.
You're fulfilling a want.
You are.
And you're successful.
Or is it both?
And I might be both.
I was going to say cookies are need.
How many people say, I need a piece of pie right now?
You do.
You know? There's a lot. And yeah, I make lots of amazing cookies.
So you're making this big transition that in perspective should be very successful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I think I really do. I mean, I feel very strongly about it. So I think, I mean, I can definitely, like, picture it. I can, mm-hmm. it really is going to be amazing. Like, when I
can picture it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I pictured the loft today.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I see the loft.
Yes. Is this going to be, yeah.
It is a big place.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be so nice. Like, the kitchen area, I think, is going to be the same. But, like, the customer area is more. And that's nice. That way they can hang out. Like, right now, you can't do that. There's no place to.
Right.
But yeah, you can actually come in and sit down and enjoy people's company. I mean, that's like a lot about what's attractive about food is that whenever there's a meal, it's not necessarily the food. That's kind of like a bonus.
Right.
The food.
But right. like the people.
Yeah. Sitting down and getting to share that with
well,
someone.
The Shirley's out
the
there.
The Shirley's. Yeah. I know. So, yeah. And that's, yeah, that's really amazing. I've gotten to know a lot of people. There's several people that, like, customers that are now my friends.
Well, you're touching lives. It doesn't matter if it's a farm equipment or a delicious bakery.
Did you have another question? Because otherwise, I have one if you...
After you go ahead. I have kind of a couple things I'd like to say.
Okay.
At the end, maybe.
Well, I'm just, you know, sitting here thinking, like, what kept you going? I mean, because you went through, you know, I've been at my job for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I know you were, when we were working together, mm-hmm. you were doing more than one job right. and you were doing your cakes. And what kept you going? Or did you ever get to the point where this dream right. that you may have had of having your own shop just was... It was just too much.
I think that's definitely always been my kids. I mean, always. It's just like there's lots of times where I'm just so tired. And even before this, even when I was working the multiple jobs, like I would just like just remember who you're doing this for. Like I just remember like there was one terrible night at Frickers. But it's horrible restaurant. I just remember like just remember who you're doing this for. Mm-hmm. But even now, it's just, I'm trying to picture the end goal. I want us all to have, like, a good life. I think that's every parent's, what they want. I want, you know, I really just want, like, my kids' lives. Mine has been very difficult. Like, financially, it's been very difficult ever. I mean, really, it's not been easy at all. I've never had the money. I'm still struggling.
So they were your push then mm-hmm. through this whole thing.
Yes. I'm just like, and if I can just be like, I want to be able to be successful. I don't have to be rich, but I want to be successful enough that, like, my daughter, she's trying to save up to get a down payment for her house. I'm like, well, I would like to be able to get that to you. So maybe, you know, if I end up being successful, I could do that. Or even if it takes a little longer for me to be that successful, well, then I can finish paying off your college loans. She doesn't have a ton because she did get lots of financial aid and scholarships. But
yeah,
I'd like to do that. So I want to give them, I want all of them to have like a really good base. Like, I did go to college, but I got married before I graduated, which that always bothered me. I wish I had graduated because I went to Columbus College of Art and Design, but I didn't graduate. I almost graduated, but just got married first. So I wish I had.
Stars were in the eyes.
Yeah, I just...
Well, I'm sure your kids are very proud of you.
I think they are. They say it a lot, and they know
I'm working
hard. It's not like I'm just like hanging out and not being there. They know where to find me.
Right.
Not too hard.
Yeah.
Steph, did you have a...
Well, I just had kind of a closing thing as I'm sitting here, I don't know, listening. I just so intently on like all the different things that you're saying. And one of the reasons I think that we started this podcast was to be, you know, encouraging and entertaining and all of those things and to make an impact. And we wanted to kind of bring some of the downtown businesses or local businesses and stuff, you know, the owners on and kind of see like what they've gone through in life. And it's just, I guess, nice to sit here and listen. And I think our goal with some of this too was to make you more relatable to the customers. So our hope is that people will listen and think like, gosh, I really want to support that dream. Like, I can relate to a lot of those things and I can see how hard she's worked and all of this different stuff and to kind of bring them to you and make them repeat customers and tell their friends so that we can help you to be successful
and
grow your business. And
when they see you at the bakery, they don't know everything that has transpired.
Right.
You know, all the way through and the years to where now look at her. And so like some families can say to their kids, listen, if you have a dream or, you know, if you go even, you know, go through that hard time in your life, don't give up because you don't know what's around the corner.
That is true.
Yeah.
And what things can transpire.
Yeah. Well, just like, for the listeners, I mean, I'm sure one of them would take what you just said. I bet they're struggling what you went through to go for your dream. Like, I'm sure they're sitting there like, how can I do it?
And there could be like a young mom at home that has, you know, is going through a divorce or just has and thinks like, my life is over. This is it. What am I going to do?
And feels the same way that you had felt.
In a way, you don't have any idea, I guess, just who you're going to touch with your story and to know like there's so much more out there. Like, keep going. Know why you keep going.
Right.
And again, you can have those people that come into the shop now. And one thing that Brad had kind of said last week when we talked with him is the people that kind of look at where they're at now and say, oh, it must be nice.
Right.
You know,
to be successful.
People that can just come into the shop and they'll see this beautiful place and like, oh, it must be nice to have all this.
Yeah.
And now they know what goes behind all of it. It's not,
true.
No one just handed it to you.
Yeah. 360 hours a week of in the flower.
And it's Crisco. 120. You know?
But there is a lot of work that's involved.
It's true.
And everybody gets the benefit of your hard work.
But I was going to say, hopefully we'll have many people that will listen to this story and you will go, like Steph said, you know, when she has her shop open downtown and you go in, you are just really going to be appreciative of all her hard, you know, all the work that Catherine has put in to making this business successful and all the hurdles you had to get over to get to downtown, and that we will want to support you and, you know, just encourage you to be successful and be so proud of you.
Before we wrap this up, let me ask you one question. Where did the name come from?
Well, when we were trying to come up with a name, because it was Night Kitchen Cakes, and I'm like, well, I won't be doing it at night anymore, or so I thought.
But, 24 hours.
Yeah. No.
That's the Waffle House.
No, the whenever we I go to bed, the last thing Johnny and I say to each other at night is sweet dreams. Like, it's like what we'd say. It's like, oh, we should call it the shop Sweet Dreams. Because, like,
well, there you go.
Aww.
Isn't that neat? So now, every listener, now you know why the Sweet Dreams. So when you leave, I guess, after you buy a Shirley or something else.
Are you going to have merchandise?
Yes, we will. So I'm working on
t-shirt?
That. Yeah, we'll have t-shirts and
a coffee mug.
I have it. Yeah, we've had some coffee mugs. I have one with Shirley's picture on it too. Aww. I gave it to her and her daughters. But yeah, I am like, that was hilarious. But yeah, we're going to have merchandise downtown.
Good.
So we're working on that. But yeah, for sure.
We want to certainly thank you for being with us, and we will be very much supportive. We'll put your name on several of our podcasts in the upcoming episodes as well. And right now you don't have a timeline.
I don't have a timeline. You can go to, like, I'll keep people posted on like Facebook, Instagram. We have a website. It's sweetdreamscakeshop.com, and shop is spelled SHOPPE. But it will keep you updated. There will be online ordering eventually. Right now there is a link to our membership. You can purchase the membership, which there's like a, either you could buy it for 1 year, 5 years, or a lifetime membership. And with that, like, if you're buying the 1 year membership, then you get $10 per month of whatever you want from the shop.
Okay.
Plus $25 off a cake. So I think it ends up being $140 value, and that's like $100. And then there's a 5 year one, same deal, but for 5 years. There's a lifetime, which is $1,000, but same deal for life. Yeah. So those are ways you can also support us. You get more back than you're putting into it.
Sure.
But that's
is your Facebook also Sweet Dreams, and your Instagram
Sweet Dreams
too?
Yeah, Sweet Dreams Cake Shop. Uh-huh. Okay. You'll see my picture holding the cake.
Yeah.
That way you know it's me. I think there is a Sweet Dreams Cake Shop in some other state, so I'm not sure. But yeah, you'll
Troy,
see.
Ohio.
Yeah,
there you go,
Sweet
Troy.
Dreams
that's,
Cake
that's
Shop.
That's the one we want to highlight, mm-hmm. Troy, Ohio. Yeah. You can go to the Facebook page, and there's pictures of Shirley's on there.
Yeah, Shirley is on there.
Shirley's on there on her Facebook page holding a brownie.
That's
and fun. Some other pictures as well. And yeah. I'd encourage you to go on her Facebook page. And so, I mean, it's 121 Public Square. That's going to be the address.
I think it'll probably be a few more months. Not too long. It should still be late spring.
Okay.
It looks like.
Before Strawberry Festival.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't want to be open.
Do you
want to
be? I was going to say, do you want to be open?
Not if it's that weekend. I mean, if that would be opening weekend, I think I'd have to.
You would
pass.
Be crying.
Then you'd definitely be crying.
Yes.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be right around.
Start
that.
Baking now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks, Catherine, for being with us on these two episodes. And certainly it's been a joy to get to know you.
Well,
I know you knew my wife, you know, and now we know you more. And we want to just be a help as much as we can as you take these next steps. And I'm excited. I'm excited to get some sweets now.
I know.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, it was very inspirational, too.
Yes.
Like I thought it was. Like
very much.
It'll motivate someone out there.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
And it is neat to hear different stories. About the people behind the business.
It really is, yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody has a story to tell. Well, I'm your host, Greg Steichig, and thank for Andy, Stephanie, and my wife, Dina, and Catherine Peoples for being with us tonight.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. This is, you take care. Thanks for listening.